The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
We have some absolutely intellectual super giants running our country.
Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris. President Biden has now thanked her for being a woman at three separate events.
And the scary thing is, Tony, Kamala may not be the worst of our problems when it comes to people making choices. It is the Kendall and Casey Show. I'm Rob. Tony Kennett in for Casey today. Kevin is here. And yesterday, Alejandro Mayorkas, he is the Department of Homeland Security Secretary.
Yes.
He was in front of the Congress talking about the border. And I don't know if you're aware, TK, but, there's a lot of illegal immigrants crossing the border these days.
Doesn't DHS run the border?
Yeah, they're supposed
Homeland
to.
Security.
Sure.
The border's a part of the homeland that we are supposed to secure,
yes,
right?
That's correct.
Good.
Yes.
I was worried I wasn't paying attention.
No, you're spot on all
grammar.
Of that.
Okay.
And every year we are having record numbers of illegal immigrants crossing, over 2 million.
Yeah, more in the last year than all 4 years of Trump's presidency.
Yeah, it's not good. And it turns out, TK, that if indeed you basically tell people we are the party of illegal immigration and people understand that you're likely not to secure the border or send them back, and you're going to give them benefits, well, they really will probably want to come to your country.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
So he was in front of Congress yesterday. Katie Britt, she's a senator from Alabama, was questioning the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. And he, TK, as you will hear, went out of his way time and time and time again to avoid calling it a crisis at the U.S. border.
First, do you believe that there is a crisis at the southwest border?
Ranking Member Britt, I think there is a very serious challenge at the southern border, as I have articulated.
Yes, sir. Are you willing to call it a crisis?
I consider it a very significant challenge, and I am focused on the substance of the issue and the devotion of resources most effectively to address the challenge that we confront as a country.
Yes, sir.
He will not use the word. And this is what should enrage people, is that we have a government that is so politically driven, and this happens when Republicans are in charge too, that they will not just say the most obvious, honest thing because they're worried, well, that might be used against us and politically make us look bad, instead of doing their job.
I mean, here's the thing that libs don't want you to know. The minute you call something a crisis, you can actually call up constitutional provisions. The government is allowed to do certain things at crisis points. In fact, did you know that the United States has actually gone into northern Mexico several times to secure parts of the region and defeat cartels with Mexican governmental permission?
Yeah.
Now, the United States could secure its border if a crisis were declared. At this point, we can really just say that it's pretty much everyone's fault. The border's a mess. Let's just get the thing solved. Maybe trafficking children is something we should take a look into, since we're going to say that we care so deeply about mass shootings.
The reality is the Democrats do not want the border secured because they see these people, these illegal immigrants, even if they are not ultimately allowed to vote, a future generation of reliably Democrat voters who will largely be dependent upon government and government services.
Which is really funny, because when you look at the way that the left is currently mandating their social issues, it's directly in opposition to what a lot of these immigrants from whether legal or illegal believe. I don't care if she's legal or illegal. If you try to tell a traditional Catholic Spanish woman that her child can turn into 15 genders and a pony, she's not going to vote for you. She's not. I have yet to see one immigrant family from Nicaragua be okay with the pride parade slinging dildos down the street. So you're going to see, and there are two different Democrat parties right now that are trying to pull the 90s Labor Democrat Party really wants illegal immigration to come in and vote from, very Chicago style politics. The new hyper progressive gender identity critical race theory left is very unappealing to these groups. And so it's kind of creating a lot of tension in the party.
He being Mayorkas, also spoke with Iowa Congressman Ashley Hinson, and the border is very dangerous, not just for the people that are crossing and then the citizens of this country who live in a country then where we have millions of people who we have no idea who they are, where they came from, or what their intentions are, but it's extremely dangerous for the people who work for the federal government down there, whose job, the few people left, whose job it is to secure the border down there. And here, Mayorkas, he has no idea how dangerous it is for those people.
But are you aware of the number of Americans who have been killed or attacked by illegal immigrants? It should be an absolute priority for you not only to know that number, but to know names of these victims. Are you aware of the number of CBP agents who have been attacked or assaulted in the line of duty at the southern border since you took office?
So as I was answering your prior question, we removed and expelled approximately 1.4 million individuals.
Sir, the number is 1,100 attacks on CBP agents at our southern border.
And that is
from
why precisely
to
we are...
Again, it's the same thing in which you just, instead of owning the problem, right? We should all want from our government, whether you're Democrat, Republican, and no matter who's in charge, Democrat, Republican, that if we see something that we can all agree is a big deal, which we should be able to all agree that millions of people illegally entering this country and having no idea who they are is a big deal. And many of them, as you have spelled out, as we've spelled out many times, are violent, very dangerous people who are here for one reason: seek, kill, destroy, and profit. That we should want that addressed. We should want to make sure that the people who are involved in protecting us are taken care of, and they will not give an inch because they are convinced it's going to be used against them politically, which it should be because you're not doing your job.
It's amazing how much of a disregard our politicians have for those who are serving down at the southern border. Individuals, and by the way, not just those on Border Patrol, but those at local fire and medical centers in towns along the border who are constantly overloaded, overwhelmed with all of the influx, the chaos that has gone on those southern border towns. It is a terrible situation. Hundreds, if not tens of thousands, probably would be the best estimate, of Americans put their lives on the line every day to try to keep the southern regions of the United States functional and safe. And it is so irresponsible. Mayorkas, well, actually, we expelled it. No, I have the number right here for you, Mayorkas. It's 1,100 were harmed in the active duty of defending this country at the southern border.
One more clip here. So I don't know if you were aware of this, Tony, but their bright idea, they being the Biden administration, their bright idea to help kind of stop the amount of people coming to the border is that people applying for asylum, they created an app for them because, well, you know, many of those people have regular access to internet. I mean, if you're coming from a third world country, access to internet, cellular telephones, smartphones, probably readily at your disposal. They created an app for these people and said, well, hey, don't come to the border. If you just fill out this app and then you kind of congregate down there in Mexico, we'll get back to you when it's your time.
I love it. You can have it one of two ways. So apparently they're desperate. They're fleeing for their lives. It's war. It's famine. It's evil. It's horrible. But yet you have time to fill out like a State Farm Geico app on the way up. Like, what is your gender? Male? Female? Prefer not to say. How fast would you say you're running to the southern border? Would you consider yourself woke? How woke would you consider yourself? Like, that's the app they're filling out. You know, snapshot. Like, snap a shot of the trail you're walking on to the border. Really? This is what some genius millennial came up with in this office. I tell you, that's a staffer millennial idea. Give them an app.
Well, it turns out, and this is really going to surprise you, that the app has a whole bunch of flaws in it. And it's amazing.
A government website or app that doesn't work? You mean every one of them since Obamacare? What a shocking surprise.
Yeah, and Corinne Jean-Pierre had a press conference yesterday, and she tried to explain that away.
The policies that we have put forward has had an effect. I understand that there's glitches in the app. That is something that we're always looking at, something that we're always want to make sure that we fix and deal with the issues, because we want to make it easier for migrants to apply and to go through this process. But again, the policies are working. We would like to do more.
They'd like to do more. They'd love to help you out.
We're from the government, and we're here to glitch out your smartphone you totally have as you're crossing the Tabasco desert.